here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts. We are here with Mr. Jack Lynch from PSCU. You are neighbors. You're right across the aisle.
Exactly. Yeah, that's great. I can see all the interviews that are going on, and then we have people going by the booth. So it's.
I see you guys have been crowded over there the whole time.
Yeah, standing room only.
Good job. That's the way we like it. That's the way we like it around here. Hey, we're going to talk about risk management trends here today. And the last time we spoke, we were talking about jackpotting, which was a very, I don't want to say popular topic, but it was popular because of the concerns and stuff that were going on with that. So now we're talking risk management trends. So what are some of these trends that we need to know about, Jack?
It was something similar to what I talked about today. When you look at trends, everybody goes for fads. And one of the things that we're really talking about, and I talked about it here today, was the fact that fraud doesn't stop, it moves. So when you see the trends, no matter where we're going, whether it's in counterfeit cards or other things, they're just hitting other channels in there. And so that all the credit unions and the people here today talking about, you have to protect across the board, holistic view. So that's a key thing about that, as well as a layered approach to every single channel the credit union is dealing with their members, because that's what the fraudsters are doing now. So it's no silver bullet, unfortunately. A lot of things are going to have to be thinking about.
And there's a lot more channels today as well, as opposed to 10 years ago. So there's a lot more things to think about, right?
Absolutely. When you think about a phone channel, everyone thought, okay, I had a phone, I can figure out how to do the phone channel, and then away I go. Well, now when you think of the Internet of Things, and one of the things I talk about is, even with refrigerators, 20 billion devices by 2020 that are going to be wired up. And I think, okay, now it's going to know when I'm getting milk out or putting milk in my fridge, and the refrigerators are going to be able to go out to Amazon or some other retailer and get a box dropped at the house. So the payments are going all over the place. How do you look at all 20 billion devices?
Keep track of that.
How to control that.
And you were talking up there earlier about how everything old is new again type of thing. The phone is going to be, again, with fraud and stuff like that. Can you explain that?
Exactly. Yeah, like, and everyone talked about, it's all about computing, and we talked about home banking and mobile. But in reality, the phone channel, when you think that the fraudsters, one in every 2,000 calls at one point is a fraudster calling in with account takeover, trying to get that information. And now with the advent of EMV back to that shift move, we're now down to one in 936 calls or fraudsters just trying to grab information, or even going through the IVR and sneaking through, getting things there, and then going to another channel to try to get more information, all to commit fraud. It's an amazing thing going on out there
today. Is there any other things that we need to know about? Because, I mean, the phone thing was like, oh my God, I didn't even know that. So, like, oh my gosh, what else do we have to look out for? Are there a couple of items you want to point out real quick?
I think the key thing is, in general, with authentication, because they're getting so much smarter with digital technology. When I talked about how they can mirror the voice, and one of the things I talked about is where we get those phone things where it says in that digital voice, this is the IRS, I'm going to get stolen, right? You're going, no, now they're getting so good with that technology that it can actually mirror your voice, the inflections in your voice. So you could be calling me on a phone, and I think I'm talking to you, and I can't tell. Because you lower your voice or you raise your voice, the computers now are picking all that up and learning to react almost with emotion. And so we have to counteract that with technology as well and figure out, hey, is that really Mike calling me? Or wait a minute, there's other things in that phone I can tell. That's not really him. He's spoofing that phone number. It's not really Mike. So it's going to have to be a whole holistic approach around passive voice.
Does the consumer have to be smarter as well when it comes to this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
The onus has got to be on us at some point as well.
You know, that's one of the things I talk about is we spent decades training the consumer, use our cards, use our things, no liability. And so now we're turning around and going, but we want you to play a part in this. I think, if you want to call it good news, is the whole account takeover is starting to make the consumer much more aware. I think they were okay if they said, oh, okay, they stole $2,000, that's your problem, credit union. Now it's like, wait a minute, they're stealing my identity. So I think they're more involved. So that's why I think some things around controls, so that you have control over your, in terms of switching it on and off.
Love that.
Or that you're actually doing things around fraud alerts and not just thinking about it, because now you're worried about your identity. So I think the more education we can get out to consumers and our members, the better we're going to be in terms of fighting fraud.
You also mentioned AI up there, and when you, and I loved your line up there when you talked about, when I think of AI, I think of iRobot. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind too. So what should we be, what should we really be thinking about when it comes to AI, especially for credit unions?
The machines are taking over the world, right? So I think really we're in the infancy. Machine learning, the things around neural networks and fast learning, I think we have to pay attention to that going forward and keep our eyes open in the future. I think the robots taking over the world, we may have have to think about that and read the articles. Yeah. But in reality, we can use the things because the machines are processing so quickly now, we can't take all those channels and figure out what to do. I can't hand you a thing that says, look, this is going on the phone channel. This is going on over here. Mm-hmm. We're going to need the machine learning to capture all that in the analytics, make decisions for us, and then apply those risk strategies mm-hmm. for us. Mm-hmm. There's no way we can keep up because the fraudsters also have the machines and the machine learning. So it's going to be an iterative process. Yeah. The machines are going to get better. We have to be right in front of that. We can't always wait until the next thing happens. That's the key thing.
Wow, what a race that is. You know, it's really such a race. Yeah. Gosh, yeah. Marathon, more like it. Last thing I want to talk about, at least what you were talking about on stage, was blockchain.
Yes.
For a lot of people, it's still really hard to kind of wrap their head around what blockchain is and then how does it help my financial institution. Can you kind of sum it? Can you kind of summarize that for us? Is that possible?
It is possible. We're in the infancy. I think the thing is it's almost when you think about the very beginning when people were looking at computers and standardizing, how are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. Cryptocurrency is the first launch of this type of thing and using blockchain. But I think as we finally start coming on, settling on what platform we're going to use, what are the FIs going to use for blockchain? Because I think the idea that instead of me having a driver's license or these various pieces of static data, the fact that how I look at it, truly a block of encrypted data, mm-hmm. all over the world, I've got Mike's information so that when you're making a transaction, I'm not just looking at a database, I'm looking at everybody else that uses Mike and pulling in that block or that ledger of data, apply it to the chain and go, you know what, I think it's him because I've pulled 100 different locations that have this information that's encrypted, mm-hmm. but hold on, wait a minute, why does this one have a different address? Okay, that's different than all the other 200. So I really think the authentication piece and the digital identity mm-hmm. is where it's going to take us to. Yeah. I think we still have a few years out as we're trying to figure out what we need to do. Yeah. But I think credit unions in general need to stay up on that technology. Look at what's being done because all the major associations, there's a lot of players looking at this right now. Mm-hmm. And we got to be ready to move when we have something that we can all standardize and move forward with. But I think it's going to be a game changer for us from a digital identity perspective.
Yeah, and then we can get into sovereign ID, which is a whole other show. Oh my gosh,
Exactly. And the thing is, I'm just happy to see that people are actually looking in terms of these digital things because the fraudsters are over there right now, multi-million dollar capital investment. They have the computers. They're looking at this right now, how to break those codes, and we're going to have to be one step ahead of the game.
Indeed, always.
Yeah.
Anything else to add? I mean, I was going to say, how does all this impact a credit union these days? So, does it? I think it does.
It absolutely, everything around how our experience with the member, because it's back to what I was saying. I can stop fraud. I can stop these type of things. But where's the member experience in that? So it's that balancing act. Because at the end of the day, we want frictionless transactions. We want them to keep their credit union top of wallet when they're pulling out that card or they're making that transaction online. So we have to be very cognizant of being in those channels, not only to compete with the big players in the industry and stay ahead, because our consumers, our members are going to want that from us. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to know, you mentioned in terms of all the digital strategies, in terms of being able to do things and alerts and controls, they're going to want that. Yeah. So we're going to have to constantly stay abreast of that technology, moving away from the branch. We all know that. Mm-hmm. It's a digital world, mm-hmm. and we have to continue to play in it.
Very cool. Well, speaking of continue, to be continued, you know, this is the ultimate cliffhanger right here. So
it really is. So it's going to continue to move on, and it's continue. The fraudsters are not going to sleep, and we have to be in that same mindset as we move forward.
All right, Jack. Well, again, the ultimate soap opera we're in this, so thank you very much for the latest information, and we'll check in again down
Absolutely.
The road.
It's so great seeing you again.
Appreciate it. Oh, yeah. Always fun. Always fun.